The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again. And it starts off with Vortex Water. Did you ever think of that? Vortex Water comes tumbling down the stream. It's a purification process that tap water is passed under ultraviolet light, destroying harmful bacteria and viruses, and activated carbon filtering, and a vortex chamber which purifies the water like it's tumbling down a mountain stream. That's what you get when you get a drink of Vortex Water.
And Alive and Well. And we're a nutrition specialist with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, which really says it, Alive and Well. That is our mission there. We're Fanatic Organics, and we have a mission for that. You get at Alive and Well a beautiful store, all kinds of wondrous, healthy, organic choices of nutrients, of supplements, of protein powders, you name it. The vast array is there for you. And let us never forget, right there is the broth, the beautiful, delicious, air-conditioned, lovely granite area where you sit and
marble
eat.
Marble top.
I called it granite, but you're right. Marble of the broth. And broth is cafe at Alive and Well. Now, remember, as we've said, but it's important to emphasize, broth is broad spectrum. It covers a lot of territories, organic, magnificent, delicious, great prices. And, you know,
How about flavor?
All the flavors.
Any flavor?
Flavor.
We're talking flavor. We're talking palatability.
We're talking terrific. Okay. And such variety and organic. Now remember, Dennis and I, we stress this because it's important to accept this. We're not going to impose a choice. If you choose to be vegan, if you choose to be vegetarian, if you choose to eat fish or organic chickens or meats, all of those things are there at the Broth Cafe. It's broad spectrum. We do not impose that on you, but we do impose that you have it organic and wonderful. And we want to express our gratitude because so much a part of what we do at the broth and everything there has to do with the local organic Maui farmers. We get the fabulous fresh produce brought in every day and high concentration juices with those wonderful, marvelous vegetables, but also all those vegetables are being served there in our different dishes.
Indeed they are. And broth to me always seemed like the water of the soup. And the water was more watery than soupy. But this is broth.
That's
is the
right.
Real broad spectrum, deep flavored broth. Yes. That you get with every spoonful, okay? Every forkful of vegetable, whatever it is you're consuming in this delicious offering, whether it's fish or vegetables or whatever, it's a deep flavor that you're really getting.
And you know what made me think of it, what you just made me think of when you said that, darling, is that when we were first married, we lived in a six-flight walk-up tiny little apartment in Manhattan, and our next-door neighbors, when I was trying to name our little puppy, a little black puppy that we got, you know, and they said that they came from the country that they came from, the most wonderful thing was that broth that they served, and that they said, they called it a soup, and they said the heart of the soup, the delicious taste of that soup was called the Yushka, which is what we named our little puppy,
That's
Yushka.
Right.
That's right. And so that reminded me of that, the Broth Cafe. It's the heart of everything wonderful and delicious, and it is there. And all the water that is served and everything that's prepared with water is Vortex. Can you tell us again?
Okay, the vortex water, it is tumbling down the Rocky Mountain stream, and all the activity of real wild water when it comes out of that machine at the Alive and Well. So that's what you're getting. If you have a glass container, bring it in, fill it up. If you don't have a glass container, we sell glass containers, and with each glass container you buy, you get a free fill with the vortex water.
Vortex. And remember that what has been proven about this amazing water, even as far back as Otto Warburg, the winning the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1938, was that this type of high oxygenation and purity had amazing things. Vortex gives structure, detoxification, cell availability, saves energy, strengthens the immune system. You go on and on. It's just absolutely wonderful. And you know what's one thing that I am a little sad about, I have to
go
share.
Go on.
I am a little sad.
No, no sad. We
I have been waiting and waiting and waiting. And I don't know how many upward kinds of prayers you can have to Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
But I have been waiting for the combination called Dance Power to be sent into that store so I could give my husband, I guess you know who he is, Dance Power.
Okay? Dance Power,
and then what would happen, and with Dance Power,
well, you get that with the vortex water.
Dance Power, you put it, he would take it, and his feet would start moving, his toes would tingle, and he would dance around with me.
That doesn't happen with vortex water.
I've waited many years for this. Well, Dance Power didn't come in, but we got a miracle that came back in that we've been waiting for. Brain Power.
Ah,
and tell them about this. This is absolutely phenomenal. Talk about Brain Power.
It doesn't help your toes dance. It doesn't give you light-footed dexterity, but it does give you mental acuity. It gives you brain power. What is brain power? Do you ever think of the power that goes on between your ears to create a thought, to create a reflection, to be able to delve deeply into a subject mentally, so to speak? Well, there's several mechanical things that go on inside your body which help create that brain power. And the major thing that happens is that neurotransmitter activities are activated. Neurotrophic factors are brought into play. All of these wonderful brain substances work together to create a thought, an idea, a sentence, a word, whatever it might be. The brain consumes about 20-25% of all the energy that your body produces. Think of that. Your heart beats, what, good Lord, 100,000 times a day, 24 hours. It beats about 100,000 beats. And it's pumping 2,000 gallons of blood. 2,000 gallons. Keep that in mind. 2,000 gallons of blood is... that's more gallons than an 18-wheeler tractor trailer, the biggest truck you could ever imagine on the highway, traveling from New York to San Francisco, does not burn 2,000 gallons of fuel. But your tiny little 9-ounce heart in the middle of your chest pumps it. But it pumps the oxygen from the lungs and all the nutrients in your blood to the brain.
Right.
To the
At any age, right, darling?
At all ages.
At all ages.
Providing it's got the right energies to do that. And the nutrients which do that, which contribute to it immeasurably, are cardio-Q10, PQQ. What's PQQ? Pyridoquinolone quinone. Can you say that three times real fast? Pyridoquinolone quinone. Pyridoquinolone quinone. Pyridoquinolone quinone. Does that get any kind of a brain puzzle? It's what creates the thought process, the energy, the cellular energy within your brain. And those cellular energies combined give you the ability to think.
Think. And brain power is such a massive player on that, right, darling?
Brain power activates the very neurotransmitter activity in the brain. Brain power is activating the mitochondrial function of every cell in your brain. It is an antioxidant. It slows down the aging process of the brain. It activates the neurotransmitter activity of the brain. It acts dramatically in creating new brain function, restored brain function. Okay.
And, you know, remember this. We stress this because it's so critically important, but it's also, I think we can all find it very understandable. And that is, remember, no matter how great the star is, whether you're a star of Broadway, whether you're a star player, a basketball, football, it doesn't matter. You're the star, yes, but there are tremendous supportive players. There are other stars that work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones we've talked about, I'm going to have you read this, okay? And that is, I'm really grateful to this wonderful doctor, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, for reporting on this particular nutrient, which has been a leader in Europe for brain and heart regeneration, brain and heart and neurological regeneration, acetyl L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, and it's all kinds of new information, and you'll give it right back to me. Read this, dear. Acetyl L-carnitine, the wealth of benefits by a top doctor, not Dennis and I, top doctor reporting in the clinical trials, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. Okay?
Acetyl L-carnitine.
Right, and exactly, it's really an amazing nutrient right there. It's an
amino acid, okay?
Yes, go right
An
ahead.
Amino acid is one component of what comprises protein, all right? Acetyl L-carnitine activates the mitochondria in every cell in your body, but especially receptive in the brain.
Right.
The brain does not accept L-carnitine, but it opens the floodgates for acetyl L-carnitine.
Passing the blood-brain barrier, and there we highlight that, and then I just want you to just explain what that wonderful Dr. Russell Blaylock had to say.
Here's word for word what he wrote. Acetyl L-carnitine produces critical phospholipids needed for cell membranes and for efficient brain function. As we age, says the doctor, levels of these phospholipids in the brain decline. In addition, acetyl L-carnitine allows the brain to use fuels other than glucose, mainly fatty acids and ketones, for their proper function. This is critical during conditions such as starvation and severe hypoglycemia, a condition that affects 50% of the population. I didn't know that.
No, I did not know
did
either.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I'm learning something every time we get this great information. Isn't it wonderful?
Right. Starvation and severe hypoglycemia. Well, severe hypoglycemia is starvation of the brain.
That's right.
Okay? Because it's low blood sugar. Doesn't mean you got to eat sugar. It means your blood sugar level's dropping too low, and that is starvation for the energy-producing cells, the mitochondria of the brain. Diabetics, going on the doctor's quote for quote, diabetics depend on insulin injections, frequently develop episodes of hypoglycemia, often severe, because the excess insulin that's being introduced drops the blood sugar level too low. It is the ability of the brain, says the doctor, to switch to these alternative fuels that prevent diabetics from dying or suffering severe brain damage. And acetyl L-carnitine, says Dr. Blaylock, protects peripheral nerves, the spinal cord, and the brain against a number of harmful pathological events, including trauma, loss of blood supply, ischemia, a loss of oxygen supply, hypoxia, the chemical toxins, immunoexcitotoxicity, and seizures, all due to temporary low blood sugar. The compound, says the doctor, has also attracted a good deal of interest for preventing and treating neurodegenerative diseases such as amyotrophic lateral sclerosis,
ALS,
Parkinson's disease,
mm-hmm,
and Alzheimer's disease. In addition to these benefits, acetyl L-carnitine has shown effectiveness for protecting hearing, protecting vision, protecting balance, protecting memory and learning and muscle strength, as well as improving behavior. Okay? Phenomenal what nutrients do.
Isn't that incredible?
It isn't a matter of pumping your brain full of more sugar when you have low blood sugar. It's a matter of having the right nutrients available to overcome the temporary condition of low blood sugar and to restore and maintain proper neurotransmitter activity.
Right.
And one other component is very important. It's called R-alpha-lipoic acid. We have a product called Brain Power. Brain Power is that PQQ that I mentioned before, pyrrolquinolone quinone. I'm not asking to say it real fast, but pyrrolquinolone quinone is a major, major antioxidant which prevents irregular cell function, but enhances regular cell function and neurological activity. It really gives the pyrrolquinolone quinone an added bonus, much like acetyl L-carnitine. The two of them work very well together.
Wonderfully
acetyl
together.
Acetyl L-carnitine,
that's right,
and R-alpha-lipoic acid. But the R-alpha-lipoic is contained in the same capsule as the Brain Power.
Anyway, the R-alpha-lipoic acid has also been a leader in Europe for one of the definitions translated from their language is that it prevents and reverses. That's what they say. Diabetic or any kind of retinopathy, damage and destruction of the nerves of the eyes, which cause blindness, and neuropathy.
Right.
And a tremendous nutrient, the R-alpha-lipoic acid, in stabilizing blood sugar. It's been a leading thing used there for doing that and a host of other benefits. But it's, again, helping the body to stabilize the blood sugar and to use the nutrients more effectively. And, you know, when we talk about all these the great power things for the brain, I'm applauding Dr. Russell Blaylock because he's writing in all the clinical trials showing how vitamin D3, as he says, tremendous player, protects your brain, heart, and whole body. Your brain, heart, and whole body. And here he's, I'm going to start and give it over to you later. Vitamin D3 functions in several ways, says the doctor. First, it acts to modulate immunity and control infections, mainly through its transport protein and antimicrobial peptide. This is in part why people with normal or high vitamin D3 levels have far fewer and milder infections, including COVID-19, says the doctor, and its variants when they occur. Vitamin D3 boosts immune function. That's been known, vitamin D3 Council. The doctors have said that for many years. We have seen this demonstrated, he says, in far fewer cases of mortality and quicker, more complete recoveries among people with higher levels of D3 who contracted COVID-19 or the flu. And newer evidence shows that those immune benefits extend even to cancer and neurodegenerative
diseases.
The
Orthomolecular Society, which is a group of holistic physicians founded years and years ago, the Orthomolecular Society is just that. Straighten out the molecules of your metabolic function, and you have good health. What they suggest is taking large doses of vitamin D3 for any cancer situation, because it activates the natural killer cells.
Right.
Go ahead.
And what is incredible when he's, and he quote, all clinical trials are quoted here, and this, he's talking medical studies, and again quoting the doctor. A recent study that used sophisticated methods and a large population of people, listen, you have to hear this, everyone, friends, found a dramatic 59% decrease in Alzheimer's dementia among people with higher vitamin D3 levels. And other medical studies have confirmed this association, quote, 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 quote. A 59% decrease in Alzheimer's when you up your vitamin D3.
That's pretty good, baby.
Couldn't find anything more important, for gosh sakes. Okay? In addition, he says, vitamin D3 is a powerful protector against infections and cancer, is needed for good bone health, reduces inflammation and destruction of many organs, including the brain and spinal cord, okay? And can you read this page here, please, where he says more about vitamin D3? Vitamin D3 right here, okay?
All right. Word for word, folks, verbatim, just as the doctor wrote it. When activated, vitamin D3 significantly increases the killing ability of microglia, but it also quiets these cells when the brain is not being invaded, an attribute called immunomodulation. This helps keep the nervous system safe from invasion. All of these functions of vitamin D protect the brain from both invasions and from aging that is linked to disease. Going on, The vitamin D3 has been shown to increase a cell signaling factor called TREM2, which shifts the microglia to a reparative mode and removes beta amyloid plaque from the brain. Beta amyloid plaque.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of beta amyloid plaque?
Many times.
Referring to dementia, to Alzheimer's.
It's like caramelization of the brain. That's the same thing that happens in the eyesight that causes loss of eyesight. Caramelization, the sugars.
And it forms crusts and crud, which blocks blood flow and the activity of acetyl-L-carnitine and the activity of R-alpha-lipoic acid. All those things are diminished and brought to a minimal.
Right.
With all these different drugs.
Yes.
But the vitamin D3 has been shown to increase a cell signaling factor called TREM2, which shifts the microglia to a reparative mode and removes beta amyloid plaque from the brain. The TREM2 level is low in the brain in most cases of Alzheimer's disease, and vitamin D3 significantly increases microglial TREM2, reducing immunoexcitotoxicity, which is the cause of the brain disease.
Yes.
In studies that...
Yes, and it's really important.
On.
Yeah.
I lost my place here.
Okay, no worries, because I wanted to bring in the point here that he says here, and he, in reading about this, which is so important, again, clinical studies quoted, active vitamin D3, it was completely effective against prostate cancer and leukemia cells. That's very important. Studies have shown that higher intake of vitamin D3 reduces the growth of many types of cancer in both men and women, including prostate and breast cancer, quote, of studies. Researchers found that women who had I want you to mention this too in a second, a blood level of less than 12 nanograms a milliliter at the beginning of one study, a healthy blood level of D3 is 65 nanograms milliliter, he says.
That's right. Now,
to 100 nanograms. The women who had had less than that should be had a 253% higher risk of colorectal cancer. 253 when the blood level was low during the 8 years than women with adequate D3. Can you believe this? Studies confirmed the protective effect for colorectal cancer and a dramatic reduction of human prostate cancers was also demonstrated.
And anybody who has a chronically low level of vitamin D3 is susceptible to all forms of cancer, say holistic physicians.
That's exactly right.
And the Orthomolecular Society of Holistic Physicians, which is founded years ago, which deals primarily with nutrition.
And he says the same thing. It inhibits cancers of all levels. All levels, just like you said. Go ahead.
And they say that the Orthomolecular Society says that 80% of the population has a marked deficiency of vitamin D3 blood levels. Okay? Well, you don't get a good blood level of vitamin D3 until it's at 60 nanograms per milliliter, or 70, or 80, or 90, or 100 nanograms. When it's below 60, it's the beginning of a deficiency. When it's 20, it's woefully deficient. And when it's 10 or below, anybody's guess what's going to happen to your immune system. But giving large dosages of vitamin D3 of 50,000 units a day has been shown, says the Orthomolecular Society, has marked effect in destroying cancer, of creating beautiful brains and hearts and circulation and bone marrow and the whole, whatever vitamin D3, natural killer cells, are enhanced by large levels of vitamin D3.
Right, and one thing I definitely didn't know, so I'm very grateful to the doctor for bringing out and the clinical trials supporting this information, and he says vitamin D3 benefits after ischemic, ischemic, and hemorrhagic strokes. And he says high levels of vitamin D3 in the brain account for its protection. Studies have shown that this vitamin prevents much of the inflammation and can stabilize the blood-brain barrier, which is damaged by a stroke. I didn't realize how effectively that could help even in strokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
very, very exciting. And he talks about in cases of the Alzheimer's, immunoexcitotoxicity causes the brain to accumulate those beta amyloids, and that stabilizes and eliminates them. That's very exciting information.
Now, can I share some information
Please.
With you about COVID and vitamin D3? Okay, keep in mind, Mona and Dennis are not doctors. We don't play doctor. We don't give any semblance of being a doctor, okay? We don't take you off of drugs or say you shouldn't take this drug or whatever, whatever, whatever. We simply report to you what holistic physicians and like-minded physicians talk about nutrition. And here's what a Dr. Siegel was being interviewed on television 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. The COVID-19 pandemic was just starting. Hundreds of thousands of people were dying of COVID-19, okay? And Dr. Siegel was being interviewed by a very anxious announcer, asking him questions about what do we do, what do we do? There's no defense, we're all going to die, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And Dr. Siegel said, listen, we were born with an innate immune function. That's our creator. Our creation gave us this innate immune function. Fortify what you have. And the announcer says, what do I do? And the doctor said, take quercetin and vitamin C and vitamin D3 and zinc, and you have killer cells. Killer cells kill viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and all the pathogens in the world who are trying to kill you. Vitamin D3 creates the killer cells to kill them, the offenders.
But rejuvenates the good guys.
Rejuvenates the
that's
good
right.
guys. Exactly.
That's right.
And that's what,
important.
I'm not a doctor.
No.
I'm not prescribing. What I'm telling you is what the doctor said.
That's right.
I'm quoting him word for word
yes.
what he said on that television show, because that was burned indelibly in my mind. And this Dr. Siegel is not a health nut doctor, okay? He's a regular MD who just happens, like contrary to what most doctors, he happened to study nutrition. And nutrition gave the answer to the solution. The pandemic drugs, as you may know by now, do not give you protection against being infected with a virus. People still take the booster shots, everything else, all the shots in the world, and they still have the virus in their system. They can still pass the virus on to other people. But the vitamin D3, says Dr. Siegel, and the quercetin and the vitamin C, and the zinc, and you have an immune system par excellence, which destroys all the different pathogens.
That's right. And, you know, it's amazing, because I would have to think if we were looking at something that can generate a fear to a whole population, it would certainly have to be the leading cause of blindness. And Dr. Frank Schallenberger is reporting this, and it's very important because, and again, Dennis, this is, supports a lot of what you had to say about the dietary connection. And Dr. Frank Schallenberger, MD, and again, all quoted clinical trials, he says, how to prevent, this is his words, not mine, how to prevent the number one cause of blindness. And I'm reading from his work here. Macular degeneration is now the most common cause of vision loss in the U.S. and in all other developed countries. And he talks about how the dietary changes and the terrible foods that we eat are the cause of this. And he's talking about, on and on, about how these toxic oils and toxic sugars and toxic processed foods are the cause of blindness, that it didn't used to exist. Didn't used to exist before we started taking them in. And this is what he says.
How about all of the thousands of chemicals that are added to the farming and food processing procedures?
That's exactly what he had to say.
Okay.
He had to say about all of these toxic foods that have been added to the diet and all the blindness that has gone on. And then he makes a very important point here that I have to say. I'm quoting the doctor. The high increase in processed oils, which he talks about how toxic they are, decrease the levels of the super omega-3 oils EPA and DHA in cell membranes by a whopping 38%.
Whoa.
Why is that important, says the doctor. I'm quoting. It's because a deficiency of either of these super pure oils, EPA and DHA, plays a very significant role in the development of macular degeneration.
And dementia.
EPA is an important anti-inflammatory oil, and inflammation is a factor in macular degeneration and all other retinal disorders. The highest content of DHA in the retina is in the photoreceptors, where it plays a crucial role in not only cell differentiation, but also in cellular function and survival. In 2001, researchers found that the chance, that you have to hear this, it's absolutely amazing. In 2001, researchers found that the chance of getting macular degeneration was 220% higher. Did you hear? 220% higher in men and women consuming higher amounts of processed vegetable oils than in those consuming much lower amounts.
Can I list some of the oils?
Another similar study showed that the risk was even higher, 382%. And then he goes on listing the different companies that have made money out of the artificial trans fatty acids and hydrogenated oils and all of that, the trans fats. Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
And that falls right in line with what other holistic physicians have been saying about safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, seed oils. All the different vegetable oils, those pure golden vegetable oils you find in the supermarket. Omega-6 fatty acids. Omega-6 fatty acids destroy omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are what this doctor is talking about. The EPA and the DHA. Those are the major healthy anti-inflammatory fatty acids, which Dr. Whitaker said years ago, when you get the right level of those fatty acids in your brain, you stop dementia. You prevent the excess aging of the brain. You create new life in every cell of your brain, your eyes, your heart, your capillaries throughout your entire body, down to your little toe and everything in between.
And here is, you know, he goes on and on, but the summation goes along with what you say, and he phrases it incredibly. Read it here to the end, okay? Read about that those oils and what they do.
Here's what the oils do. Again, folks, word for word, right from the doctor. Please keep in mind there are no level of artificially produced trans fats that are considered safe. Any level is toxic. Now, these are the fats I mentioned before, the safflower, soy, the corn, the canola, the sesame, the peanut, the seed oils. All of those things are inflammatory, and they burn. They destroy the good, healthy fats. In 2015, the FDA removed artificially produced trans fats from the generally regarded as safe list entirely. Trans fatty acids are toxic, not only directly to our cells, but also to our mitochondria. And the mitochondria, and this is me talking now, the mitochondria are those tiny little invisible organelles in every cell in your body which produce energy for just that one cell, okay? A heart cell has 5,000 invisible little mitochondria for every invisible cell. A brain cell has 10,000 little invisible mitochondria for every brain cell, but they only produce energy for the one cell in which they're contained. The omega-6 fatty acids destroy them. The omega-3 fatty acids enhance their function. Going on. All diseases, says the doctor, are characterized by a decrease in mitochondrial function. This includes macular degeneration. Multiple studies have shown that these artificial trans fatty acids collect intact in the macula, and the higher the intake of these inflammatory oils, the greater the chance of macular degeneration.
That's so important. Could you just take a breath on that one? Do we hear? It's not just, oh, well, it's not that healthy for me. So what? I kind of like the taste. Did you hear? blindness connected with these terrible fats and how they what they do to the, your eyesight, exactly. beside everything else?
And okay. your heart and your brain.
And right.
Okay.
Well, we were focusing on okay. the eyesight.
Multiple studies have shown that the artificial trans fatty acids collect intact in the macula. And the higher the intake of those inflammatory fatty acids, the greater the chance of macular degeneration. And the authors of one review, says the doctor, note that we find no populations where macular degeneration develops to any degree without the presence of the polyunsaturated fatty acids, vegetable oils, and seed fatty acid oils. So now I have your attention, says the doctor. What's the solution to the macular degeneration epidemic? Here we go. Stop using any of the high-risk vegetable oils, says the doctor. These are soy, corn, cottonseed, rapeseed, canola, sunflower, safflower, rice, and mustard oils.
You've said that so many times, Dan. You've made that point. He would be applauding you right now.
Ever and ever.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You should also, says the doctor, avoid the lower-risk peanut oil and sesame oils. Instead, replace them with animal fats such as butter, tallow, and lard. The only non-animal fats that can be considered safe are organic olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, and butter.
Yeah, and you know, and you can get organic butter for without any of the hormones that are done. That's exactly how Dennis and I cook and prepare the foods, and it does not absolutely do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can I just say this? This falls right in line. Now, this is a holistic physician.
Yes.
Who actually makes his study nutrition.
Right.
Okay.
But he quotes medical studies.
Absolutely, and he works within the medical community.
Definitely.
But the point that he's making here, and I hope you can catch this. It's the very oils he says to use is what the drug companies and the standard drug doctors tell you not to do because they contain cholesterol.
Oh, gosh.
And they make cholesterol the boogeyman of all heart disease, of all dementia, is cholesterol. Well, folks, it ain't the cholesterol,
no.
says these doctors. These doctors point out that those drugs... look at it this way, they say. There's nearly 700,000 people a year die of heart disease. Every one of those people is under a doctor's supervision. Every one of those people is on an anti-cholesterol drug, a high blood pressure drug, and a whole bevy of drugs, and they still die of heart disease. It isn't the cholesterol, says the holistic physician. It's the inflammation of the arteries and the capillaries. Now, if we don't get enough cholesterol in our diet, our bodies make cholesterol for our brains, for our heart, for every hormone your body produces in this world is made from a basic component called cholesterol.
Right.
It isn't the cholesterol that plugs up the It is, they say, the cholesterol that plugs up the arteries is due to inflammation.
Exactly right.
Which bakes the cholesterol.
Caramelization.
Okay. Now, when you prepare any dish in a frying pan or an oven, a baking pan, when you take the product out of the pan, you see a little crust, a little crud along the edges of the pan. Okay, that is burned oil. The burning, the inflammation of the cholesterol in your capillaries, which are tiny little microscopic blood passageways, the inflammation bakes that healthy cholesterol and plugs up that particular artery or blood passageway. That's the problem. It's the inflammation.
That's exactly
which
right.
is derived from what? From those very oils, the safflower, the soy, the corn, the canola,
so
the sesame, the,
so
all
true.
Of those oils, okay. and sugars and refined carbohydrates.
Yeah. And I wanted to make a point that Dr. Schallenberger doesn't leave the topic about the memory and all because, and you know, he has his word to say about acetyl-L-carnitine. He called it a memory-boosting miracle. He says it energizes your brain by repairing mitochondria, the powerhouses of your cells. Healthier mitochondria means a brain that feels faster and more invigorated. This was shown in a remarkable study, says the doctor. In this study, patients over 100 years old took ALC, acetyl-L-carnitine, daily. But after taking acetyl-L-carnitine for 6 months, something amazing happened. The patients not only improved their memory and language skills, but they also had much more energy, stronger muscles, and less body fat.
Oh, baby.
Wow, that is fabulous. Over 100 years old, my gosh. And then he goes on to, another big supportive player is the memory-boosting phosphatidylserine. In a groundbreaking Stanford study, scientists gave a group of volunteers in their 60s PS, phosphatidylserine, daily for 3 months. After taking PS, they improved their ability to learn, to recall new information, to focus, and concentrate. While the average age of these volunteers was 64, the study results showed that they had the brain power of age 52 and even younger.
Whoa, mama.
I know, and you know, that's certainly one of the great supplements, and I couldn't leave the topic without saying, you know, the importance of organic mushroom extracts. And we have a lot of these organic concentrations at Alive and Well because we really believe in this and all the different ways they boost the immune system, et cetera.
And the brain.
Well, that's why Dr. McCullough is reporting here, and he only is reporting fact-checked clinical trials. I'm going to start and give it to you, okay? Data shows, says the Dr. McCullough, MD, compounds found in lion's mane mushroom impact nerve cell growth in the lab and improve memory performance in studies. The isolated compounds, there's all these fancy names, okay. A 2020 pilot study with 41 participants demonstrated that those who received capsules with the active ingredients from lion's mane mushrooms had higher cognitive mental state and activities of daily living score than those who didn't. Other research has demonstrated that the active ingredient found in many varieties of these mushrooms is associated with a much lower rate of neurodegenerative disease, and these mushrooms, rich in beta-glucans, played a beneficial role in obesity, high blood pressure, and insulin resistance. And he also goes on about lion's mane has been used traditionally in different countries.
And it works hand in glove with phosphatidylserine.
With all of these different things.
With alpha-lipoic acid.
That's right.
With pyridoquinolone quinone. They all help to refurbish neurotransmitter activity in the brain.
They do. And you know, he says here that he quotes a 2020 study evaluated the prevention of early Alzheimer's disease with lion's mane mushrooms in a double-blind placebo-controlled trial, okay? And the researchers found in those taking these capsules had higher scores on the cognitive ability screening, mini mental state examination, and instrumental activities of daily living when those compared who didn't take it. Can you do the summary statement here?
Let me summarize.
Let's summarize that statement.
Okay, no, here he goes. This is the doctor's summary. Boy, lion's mane mushrooms, says the doctor, have a long history in traditional Chinese medicine. And more recently, researchers have discovered that they help reduce high blood pressure, control blood sugar, promote wound healing, and actually have antidepressant properties that offer an alternative for the treatment of depression.
You know, it's
and
amazing,
anxiety,
right?
And fear and anger and all the aberrant mental tortures that people go through.
I just remember a long time ago reading about how the Japanese physicians used the organic mushrooms and mushroom combinations, reishi, shiitake, maitake, and other they said it tripled, that these mushrooms shown in all their clinical trials, to triple natural killer cell activity. They were focusing on cancer. They said to fight cancer, but it fought all diseases. But it was really focused on the cancer aspect of that, too. Had a tripled natural killer cell activity that fought the bad guys while allowing the good guys to flourish. So it became a leader in Japan of the different organic mushroom combinations. And I think it's amazing that in different cultures, not only lion's mane, but the extracts of these wondrous organic mushrooms can do a host of benefits. Antiviral, anti-cancer, immune boosting. Remember, natural killer cells are your army. They are your army against all disease. So that if you're fighting a virus, if you're fighting, I'm not making a claim about COVID or anything. I'm saying any virus, any infection, anything that attacks you in a negative way, your army are called your natural killer cells.
That's exactly, NK cells. That's exactly what Dr. Siegel said on television.
Exactly. And remember, Dan, what I can never forget, because it's certainly information that died out on our planet and hasn't been employed as it should have been, except by these wondrous doctors and these clinical trials that support everything they say. When we opened our first health food, the first health food store in the Five Towns in Long Island in 1969, and the big news came out that was across the boards, and we had the printout put right in there, and the doctors said, there's only one food that feeds cancer cells. They were focusing on cancer, but they said the very same thing. There was only one food that feeds viruses, that feeds cancer, viruses, fungi, all illnesses that they listed, and that is sugar. And they said it's not only taking in a straight sugar in your mouth, it's foods that convert to sugar. The foods that they said cancer cells, viruses, bacteria, fungi, you name it, can't live without this glycogen, without the sugar compound. They said, in order to be free of these things, we need to focus on the protein, the good vegetables, the good fats, and get away from the sugars that create all of this.
Absolutely, honey, absolutely. This is called Sugar Blues.
Yeah, remember that's that William book? Dufty, the very famous doctor.
In 1969.
That wrote that with the, you know, and the clinical trials about that. And remember, what I always remember, I don't like the word, so Hippocrates was the father of modern medicine, right? I like the word because it makes me the word hypocrite. He wasn't a hypocrite without the why. Hippocrates, father of modern medicine, actually said, let your food be your medicine. Mm-hmm. And it's the good food.
It's the nutrients negative. Contained therein that are the solution. It isn't just the food. Anybody can eat food, but what is in the food? Are you eating devitalized crap? Are you eating the chemicalized version of any Tyson or any food processor in the world? All processed foods have, get this, this is a quote from, I can remember the doctor's name, but from a medical holistic physician. Processed food is 90% less nutritious, bite for bite, than natural, holistic, organic food.
Yeah,
90% less nutritious. What does that mean? Well, Hippocrates would be tearing his hair out because the nutritional content of that food is not, it no longer qualifies as food. It is synthetic flavor. It is synthetic coloring. It is synthetic texturizers. It makes every conceivable synthetic addition to mimic what a normal food would be or a healthy food would be. But it's all through food science, if you will, the study of how to create a phony product and pass it off as nutrition. It just don't work.
That's exactly right. And we still have, you know what? I always hated the word elimination rather than seeing a big black street or a big black empty hole. I like the word substitution. You can substitute just like we said, the wondrous organic fats, okay? Mm-hmm. You can substitute the wondrous organic proteins grown without chemicals, without hormones, without any of the terrible things that can get into your body and create havoc. Don't do the processing. Do living, okay? Do the organically grown, living, healthy choices that you can make. You can make that choice, yet it can still be, it's interesting because oftentimes you can talk to somebody, say, but if I don't eat the quick pizza, if I don't eat, I said, did you ever make a frittata with organic eggs? Beautiful leftover chopped vegetables, mm-hmm. wonderful other foods, a little organic cheese sprinkle on the top, make a delicious thing with all protein, good vegetables, good et cetera, and
protein. Good healthy fats,
and not using the toxic chemicals, but it's delicious.
But my doctor says eggs are cholesterol. I'm going to have a heart attack. I got to take cholesterol drugs. I gotta.
It's all misinformation.
It's disinformation.
Lies. That's right. Miss and dis and lies, etc. And remember too, as just as, you know, as Schallenberger, Braylock, and others have said, a lot of these things, just like with the trans fats and the processed foods, were promoted for money. They were promoted for money.
You know,
money makes the world go around, like it said in that musical. And promoted for money, promoted to prevent the death of these things could go on. They could go on forever because they don't live. Those foods are so toxic.
And
nothing to live off of. Even the bugs know enough to get away.
And the people who consume them also don't have an active, volatile life.
No, they don't have an active, volatile life. You can make the different choices, but it can be delicious. It can be wonderful. And that's what we also stress at Alive and Well. Wonderful, terrific, organic choices. Not the bad, the good, delicious. And that's why so many of our friends come in and say, we love the food at the Broth Cafe. It's delicious. It's wonderful. Yes, wonderful, delicious, but still it's creating life for you, not death and destruction. And that's true for your loved ones, remember too, for your parties. Call us at that 877-4950. You want a big party? We'll have it all ready for you. You want to pick things up? We'll have it all ready for you. But also, you want to sit at the beautiful air conditioning area that we have there and the marble bar? You know, it'll be all ready for you if you want it, okay? Or you come in and order whatever's good for you. And remember that service that we have at 877-495. So we can be mailing it. We can be shipping these things. We can give the gift certificates, anything you like, or gift baskets, you name it.
And if you want to have a one-on-one personal consultation, folks, again, we remind you, we're not doctors. We don't play doctor. We don't try to get you off of drugs or do whatever, medically. What we do is simply relate to you as we do on this radio show. We give you information free of charge that has been deemed to be scientifically valid by holistic physicians who don't resort to drugs at every shot, who show you how to build a healthy immune system to fight the different challenges in life, whether it's just muscle degradation. That's a major part of it. Maintain muscle tone, maintain brain function, maintain heart function, all with nutrients. That's what's in food, real food, not processed food. That's where the idea of the ancient wise men of old said, let food be your medicine, because within food, there is no toxic chemicals if it's organic.
That's right. And we don't need to take toxic drugs or things like pain, etc. When you have wonderful pain power, the list of testimonials goes on forever, but that marvelous, all from foods, extracts, powerful reduction of pain and inflammation, proven to be so, and no allergen and no animal are included
Anti-inflammation is the crux, because inflammation is created by all the toxins in the world.
That's right.
And the pain power reduces inflammation.
Without the toxic drugs. Go ahead.
And inflammation has been deemed by physicians around the world to be the source of all disease. ALL disease emanates from chronic inflammation.
That's right.
Pain power helps in reducing that inflammation.
Yes. We don't have to be an inflamed nation. We can be free of inflammation.
That's right. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.